Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Jay Kumar. He's the president of BassFan.com. And, Jay, a busy season is about to get started.
It sure is, Terry. We have the BASS Tour is starting soon, and then FLW, and then there's going to be some months here in the early spring where guys are going to be fishing 3 weeks in a row.
Well, you start thinking about that, and, you know, it used to be that BASS kind of spread things out. They had a couple, three or four fall events, and then, you know, you went into the spring and you had four or five tournaments, and then the Classic was always the last week of July or the first week of August. And then, you know, the FLW Tour came into the play, and now they had tournaments that were kind of intermingled in between, but now it looks like everything's in a short six-month period.
Yeah, it's in a very short, I guess 6 months is a long time, but it's going to fish like a short time. And the pros, you know, they feel two ways about it. On the one hand, they're feeling really excited to get in a groove and fish very well. They also have more chances to make a check or win a tournament. But on the other hand, they're wondering, kind of two tour pros are wondering if they're going to make it, you know, through June or July. That's a lot of fishing, a lot of time on the road.
Well, it was funny because I know a lot of the guys, Davey Height, you know, and a lot of guys we've spoken to have said that they're really concerned about being able to be in shape enough to be able to go out there. I mean, you talk about the physical nature of our sport. It's unbelievable what kind of torture you go through and your body goes through.
Oh, sure. I mean, people think it's a joke. You stand in your boat or you sit on the bank and make a few casts, but yeah, you know as well as I do, if you fish a 3/4 ounce rattle trap 15 feet deep for 7 straight days, practically dawn to dusk, and then handle everything else that comes along with being a professional athlete, which these guys really are, it's brutal.
Well, the time on the water, I think, is really critical. You know, you talk about they get out before it gets light, and they stay out till after dark in the pre-fishing times, and then the tournament itself, which can be very trying, is you know, you've got to wait to get out there. You're bobbing around and really waiting for that tournament to start. But, man, the mental aspects, besides the physical, are very hard as well.
Sure. I mean, these guys, the mental aspects of competing are one thing, and then throw on top of the fact that none of these guys are making guaranteed checks like you find in the NFL or the NBA or even appearance fees like you'll find in golf. I mean, these guys are out there, many of them, to make a living, and there's no guarantee they'll come out with any money from any tournament. So the pressure is definitely there.
Well, one of the anglers I spoke to recently was Frank Scalish, and he said, if you had a job and I was going to tell you I was going to give you this job and you were going to have to work 16 hours a day in all kinds of weather, no matter what the temperature was, and then we weren't going to guarantee you what you're going to make, would you take that job? So it's, you know, it's one of those situations, no doubt.
Yeah, but obviously a lot of people take that job because they also put in the job description that there'll be a lot of fishing. And as we all know, that's the fun part.
Well, and you know, I think it really, a lot of these guys, you know, and the word ego sometimes has a negative connotation, but a lot of these guys are athletes that used to be either in sports or, you know, in ball sports, and now they're in a sport where maybe it's more mental than it is physical at times. But you look at these guys, and they are really athletes, as you mentioned earlier.
Sure, and it is, I think it is in that way, like all high-level sports, the physical becomes much less important than the mental because the abilities of all the competitors and even teams, if in the case of ball sports, are pretty much the same. So really the edge is in the mental side of the game, and these guys really work on that, professional fishermen. I don't know how many fans know that.
Well, you talk about it. Let's go down a couple of the people. You know, either Gary Klines, Randy Blockett, Rick Klun, who's probably epitomizes the idea of the mental aspects more than anybody. They're really looking at trying to find an edge, aren't they?
Yeah, or, you know, if not trying to find it, then when they have it, recognizing it and maintaining it. And then you have guys like Kevin Van Dam, who, of course, is the number one ranked angler in the world, and that guy seems to be all edge, you know, all mental edge. You know, he's got it in spades. Obviously, his physical execution is great, but boy, I mean, nobody can beat him down. Nobody can beat him up. He's just all totally focused.
Yeah, he's a machine, no question about it. Sometimes people think he's a machine because of the way he fishes. Very much a power fisherman.
Yeah, and as we've recently found out on BassFan.com, we did an analysis of what techniques worked well on the two tours last year, and power techniques really were the thing that won the most or got the most top five finishes. And, you know, Kevin is one of several fishermen who are excellent at those, and it shows for him.
Well, you know, one of the techniques that's not a power technique that's come out recently is drop shotting. And I know a lot of the top anglers in the world now are really using that as a tool maybe to get those deep water fish and some of those kind of things. But this year, because of the spring season, may not be as effective of a technique.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think most, I agree with you, that is. Most deep water techniques will kind of take a backseat to the shallow water techniques, is certainly in the beginning of the season. So we'll have to see what happens there. And drop shotting is a great technique. It's really good in the hands of somebody like Aaron Martins, who's a master at it. And I just don't think there are too many people, certainly not on the pro side, who are as good as him at it, else they'd be, you know, I think he's ranked third in the world right now, so they'd be up there too.
Well, you know, Jay, one of the things he's mentioned to us here at Bass Fan Radio is the fact that you can use that on bedding fish, and it gets that bait maybe an inch or two off the bottom, 3 inches off the bottom, and it really entices that bedding fish to attack as well.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it works. I haven't done it myself, but I know these guys do it. I think it'll be more of a question of do you have the patience to cast that kind of floppy drop shot rig in there and jumble it around a little bit. It's obviously much easier to just to pitch or flip in there, but if anybody can do it, I know Aaron can.
Well, let's talk about the tour season. You know, we got Harris Chain coming up, the first event, and BASS is going to have that event on the Harris Chain of Lakes. The last time they had a tournament there, Mike Fulstead won that tournament with just a little bit over 14 pounds, but I think fishing's better now.
Yeah, fishing should be better, although a couple of guys I've talked to already have said it looks like it's going to be a little tough. One reason for that is apparently a lack of vegetation and kind of a not too good water clarity. But, you know, these guys always surprise you. Most 90% of them will say, well, it'll only be 14 or 15 pounds, for example, and then they always say at the end of that, but somebody will catch them. So that's usually the way it works out.
Well, you know, the loss of hydrilla in that lake, there's a lot of lakes in that chain. You've got Eustis and Dora and Griffin, a lot of lakes to fish. So they might be able to find a pot of fish and actually win the tournament just on one small section.
I wouldn't be surprised. Somebody definitely will find the fish, and somebody definitely will shatter all predictions of how many or how few fish will be caught.
Well, the pros are going to get an opportunity to fish a lot of lakes in Florida. Okeechobee comes up with a couple of events, and then Seminole right after that. So Florida's going to get a lot of pro exposure here in the next couple of 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I hope their lakes hold up. You know, Florida's gotten a lot of good publicity about bass fishing down there, and they've also gotten a lot of negative publicity. A lot of the pros have kind of panned Florida. But I know Lake Okeechobee's come back. It seems to be coming back, at least judging by last year. So I'm really curious to see how the guys will do down there.
Well, you know, Jay, it's funny. I talked to Russ Bringer and Mike Sermon, a lot of the pros that we know down in that area, and they say the water is now, it's full again. The lake is not a problem with the shallow water and the rock shoals and that type of stuff showing, but the bedding fish look like they're going to be strong again when the first tournament happens there.
Yeah, and I've heard the water's very clear. We'll get the first indication of how the fishing's going to be, I think, at the first ever start down there, which is January 8th, I believe. And then it will be the Bassmaster Tour will go there, I think, the week following. And then the week after that, the FLW Tour will be there. So we'll get more than our share of Okeechobee this year.
Well, you know, Jay, we're going to follow that trail, you and I both. We're going to follow the winners. I will follow it here on radio. You're going to follow it on BassFan.com. And we're going to really try to give the fans everything we can in the way of tournament coverage during those events.
Yeah, we'll give them day-to-day happenings, the inside scoop, winning patterns, you name it. We'll be down there. We'll be covering it, and we can't wait. We're just like everybody else. Even the pros are getting very antsy. Alton Jones was just telling me today that he's been through his boat and his tackle every day for a month now. He just can't wait.
Well, we're ready to cover it, and Jay, I appreciate you being with me. We'll kind of keep a track with you of what's going on at BassFan.com, and I appreciate you being with me.
Thank you, Terry.
We'll be back with Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, Terry Brown.